Good afternoon, everyone, and it's my pleasure to have you all as the audience when I share my research findings with you guys. It's a combined project with three of us, and I am presenting on behalf of my authors, of my co-authors as well, Dr. Johannes, who works for APHRC in Kenya, and Dr. Collins, who is the Chief Technical Advisor for UNFPA in Namibia. This is a slide where we have expressed that there is no financial, no relationships or other things to disclose. I'll walk you guys a little bit about what this presentation is about. I'll talk a little bit about why we chose to do this topic, why this is really important in present times, where did we collect the data, what methods we employed, what are some of the results we found, what conclusions and implications it has. And like all researchers, this project also has some limitations, and we are working on future course of action. And I will really appreciate if you guys share your views, have questions, and help us improvise this further. I look forward to your questions and comments at the end of the presentation. A little bit about the background. We know that, especially today, if everyone heard the news, we have crossed the 7 billion mark in human population. And that also reminds us that, you know, we all have limited resources. And many of the countries, even if they're very well developed and they have good health systems, they're still struggling to perform better. So the question that comes to mind is, do we really need to increase the resources? Do we need to provide more to the areas or regions or counties or states in different countries? Or do we need to make sure that the resources that are available, they are used most efficiently? A very brief description on the slide walks you through that. There has been substantial increase in funding for global health activities, even when we know that only most of the developed countries give only 1 or 2% of their GDP towards global health activities. Since 2000, the amount that was sent for global health activities were $347 billion. It increased to $672 billion. And there is also a growing uncertainty. How long can these countries keep depending on other resources and foreign donations? And it also poses challenges for health planners. Do they keep depending on, as I mentioned a few minutes earlier, do they need to keep depending on the resources that will be forthcoming from other countries or projects? Or do we really need to pay attention that there are some states, there are some counties, or the subnational units, as the term we have used for our research, do they need to increase their efficiency so that rather than depending on resources and keep demanding more, can whatever is available can be used efficiently or not? So that's the basis why we are working on this topic. We have chosen two countries for this research. One of them is India and one of them is Kenya. And I'm sure many of you might be thinking of all the countries in the world, how did we end up choosing India and Kenya? India we chose as one of the countries that is presently experiencing very sound economic growth. But if you look at the health indices, if you follow Millennium Development Goals statistics, India actually performs poorer compared to Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, and Nepal, some of the adjoining countries. Also, India poses a challenge because it's a very diverse country. You cannot have a national policy or something that's across the nation. Those were two of the reasons we chose India. Kenya is another interesting country to work with because it's one of the fewer countries which has actually seen a stagnation in child mortality. And for a couple of years, the mortality rate was actually increasing. Very few countries in the world, even if their decrease in infant mortality or mortality statistics is low, there are very few countries where the statistics are actually increasing, and Kenya is one of them. So those were the two reasons we chose these two countries, and we wanted to see how are the subnational units in these countries performing and what are the issues related to efficiency. This is my research question in like clear words. Do subnational units differ in level of efficiency in which they use their existing health inputs, and what are the reasons for inefficiency across subnational units? The unit of analysis for this study was we chose 29 Indian states, and for Kenya we chose 47 counties. We used a production function to calculate the efficiency score, where QI is the output of the geographic unit, and there are different input variables that we used. And there are also, since it's a production function, there are two error terms. One is usually the normal error term that we have, and the other one, it measures the inefficiency, or what are the sources or what are the reasons for inefficiency. We chose two dependent variables. They are the very strong components, not only of a strong health system, but they're also a very significant part of Millennium Development Goals. Under five mortality and institutional delivery rate, there are two variables that measure your health system, how good a health system is, how is the overall mortality rate, how is the child health doing, and also we, for the purpose of, you know, because it's a limited time presentation, we could not present everything, how these two variables are linked with many other Millennium Development Goals. They are linked with maternal mortality. They're linked with, you know, how efficiently are the resources that are used, and that's the reason we chose this. Some of the independent variables we selected that don't show an effect on mortality as well as health systems is per capita expenditure on healthcare, health workforce, which is measured by, you know, the ratio of doctors and nurses in a region per 100,000 population. We also included how many facilities are actually functional, especially in India, where we have a lot of facilities. If you look at the data sets, there are a number of facilities, but if you look at the number of functional facilities, it's very low. So that was one of the variable. Housing quality index, which was, we created an index using the source of water supply and their sanitation sources. Female education, we all know, we all have read it 100 and billion times, that it's one of the strongest predictor of child mortality, is the strongest predictor of access to healthcare. It is also a very strong predictor of how well the healthcare resources are used. You can have a functional healthcare agency, you can have high immunization rates and things available, but if women are not educated, they are not trained to use those services, there is no use in having those services available. Of course, poverty rate is one of the strong economic variable, which shows how efficiently are the resources available to a subnational unit and how it has an impact on healthcare. For India, we collected the data from indiastat.org. Unfortunately, it has become a paid site now and they charge you really heavy to get the data, but I can assure you, anyone wanting to do a research on India, and if you're looking for statistics state-wise for a couple of years or more so for a panel data, it's an excellent data source to get data at the state level. Another source where we used to collect data for India was the DHS website, the Measure Project. We got some data from them. Kenya has done a very unique thing. It's one of the few African countries where they have made all the data available, mostly county-wise, and this is a free website, the site that I have listed here. It's a free website, and the data is pretty clean, and it's very easily downloadable. The data for under 5 mortality rate was not directly available from this website by county. When I say it was not available, it is available for all over Kenya. But if you want the data for sub-national units, it wasn't available from this website. So we calculated using demographic tools. These are some of the, I'll walk you through a little bit of statistics and then we can get into the discussion. I've tried to highlight the colors and I hope they're still readable. Anything related to India is presented in bold blue color, and for Kenya we have used the bold green color. And we can see how they are performing, what is the mean value or the mean proportion, and what is the maximum and minimum. And that just give us a picture that, you know, how is India and Kenya performing with regard to the dependent as well as some of the independent variables. And some of the ones that caught attention are the ones that I have made it a point to highlight and, you know, share it with you guys. Institutional delivery, the mean doesn't differ that much, but the minimum and maximum do differ. That means it shows that there are very good amount of variance when it comes to institutional delivery in these countries. Also, the same goes for under 5 mortality rate. This is how we estimated the efficiency score using the production function. And when you see below 30%, it means that that percentage of subunits or subnational units in that country are performing below that level. This is very interesting to see for institutional delivery, especially for Kenya. There is no unit in Kenya that is performing at below 30% of its efficiency. And let me take a minute and walk you guys back. When we talk about efficiency, we don't look at the absolute score or the absolute value of a region or a subnational unit. If that was the case for India, by default, we would have one of those poor performing states like Bihar or Rajasthan or Madhya Pradesh, one of those states that are always listed in poor statistics. What efficiency does basically is, given a set of resources, given a set of input, what's the maximum possible output can that region or that subnational unit produce? Say, for example, 2 units of input produces 8 units of output. So if a unit or a subnational category over here, like states or counties, they are producing either 6 or 5 or 4 units of output, there is some level of inefficiency. The resources are available, but they are not used to the best possible extent to get the desired output. And the same goes when we look at how are the states, how are the units performing between 30% and 49%, between 50% and 74%, and the ones performing above 75%. And the same goes for under 5 mortality as well. Under 5 mortality, Kenya does perform a little bit worse than institutional delivery. And we will also see when we see a couple of other results slides how they differ with regard to institutional delivery and under 5 mortality. And once I show you the next slide, I'll also emphasize why there is a difference between efficiency in Kenya, for under 5 mortality and institutional delivery for Kenya and India, and how it has an impact on the health systems. This is a slide that walks you through for under 5 mortality, which are the best bottom top performers and which are the top 10 performers. The top table walks you through for under 5 mortality. On the left hand side, you would see the bottom performers, and on the right hand side, you would see the top performers. For under 5 mortality, the bottom 10 performers, Kenya dominates the results. That means there are more subunits in Kenya that are among the bottom 10 performers when it comes to under 5 mortality, and even in top performers, it's India. But the situation reverses a little bit when we come to institutional deliveries. For the bottom 10 performers, Indian states dominate the statistics, whereas in the top performers, we see a lot of sub-counties from Kenya performing better. This is a slide that walks you through, if someone was interested, to see how was each country doing. The previous slide walked you through like a combined efficiency or a combined score of how they are performing. This is an individualized for each of the country. You can see the top performers on the left-hand side and the bottom performers on the left-hand side and the top performers on the right-hand side. And some of the states for bottom performers in India, I wasn't very surprised, for example, Bihar and Rajasthan, because overall also they do have poor statistics, and these are the states that have been documented that they have services available, but the services are not used properly, especially in places like Rajasthan and Bihar, where there are constraints for infrastructure and there are cultural and social views that would stop a woman from, you know, having institutionalized delivery. Whereas in Kenya, we see Nairobi is one of the top performers, which was not surprising a result because it's the capital. They have a lot of infrastructure investment. There is a higher level of female education, and those factors have contributed to this. The main determinants of efficiency were housing quality index, proportion of women with no education, and poverty rate. Our brief conclusions from this research are that inefficiency is, for India, it is one of the reasons is high levels of diversity among Indian states, women's education, housing condition, and majority of the subunits, there is less need for additional resources. Most of the places we have seen in India and Kenya, and one of the reasons why Kenya outperforms India in terms of institutional delivery is they have invested more resources and more human health workforce towards institutional delivery, and that's the reason they outpower India in that aspect. And there is attention needed to be, we need to pay attention to efficient use of resources, especially in a constrained economy that the whole world is experiencing right now. This is the contact information for all the 3 authors, and I really appreciate your time and attention for the presentation. If you have comments, suggestions, or feedback, I would really love to have this at this time. Thanks for your time.
And we have a couple of minutes for questions, if any of you.
We have used the subnational units. For India, we used 29 Indian states, and for Kenya, we used 47 counties. We have done the analysis at the subnational units.
So, wasn't there a sample size in terms of the number of institutions that you sampled within each state or within each
one? No, we take the data at the state level. So all the variables that I have mentioned, we collect data for those states. And for Kenya, we would collect for those counties. Yeah. Go ahead.
how are you disseminating this information? Are you in contact with the ministries of health in these countries, or where are you going?
Excellent question. This is a research in progress. We have been playing with the data and trying to, some of the data for Kenya is missing, so we are exploring more in data sources. But one of the very good output of this research is going to be working with the policy planners, the people who plan policies, especially for states like, for a country like India. It would not be feasible to have a universal policy. Say, for example, one of the variables we found significant was female education. Mm-hmm. Kerala is a state in India which is almost close to 100% female literacy. There is no point investing resources in Kerala for, you know, spending more money on female education, whereas there would be specific policies that would need for the state basis. Mm-hmm. So one of the strong component of this research is to work with policymakers, especially at a much lower level, and have a trickle-down approach from top to bottom. Mm-hmm. And it is also essential at this point that you work with the donors as well as the local parties so that we are at the same front where the money is going, where it is actually needed, and also evaluate the efficiency in the times to come, whether there has been improvement in efficiency, because these are the variables that can change very frequently. And we are also planning to do a panel research in the couple of years where we can compare data for a couple of years and see if there has been a change in the efficiency score for the subnational units. Yes.
I'm especially concerned about the Indian the statistics which you told.
Okay.
And you told that you don't need more resources there, but have you looked at the accessibility to the resources? If you look at it, mm-hmm. how the women access, the, especially for those in the rural areas.
Mm-hmm. It's an excellent question, and this is where how you distinguish the overall statistics compared to access and use of available resources. So when you do an efficiency analysis, we are not saying that we don't need more resources. What I'm saying is that whatever units, resources they have that are not being used to its total, whatever its capacity to produce the desired outcome. There might be functional, or there might be institution that can provide institutional delivery to people in Rajasthan and Bihar. Those are the top bottom performers for India. So what's needed is that rather than keep investing money in creating more agencies, we need to make sure that these agencies are well staffed with health workforce, the women are educated, and they are provided access to go and access those services. This is where efficiency comes into picture rather than looking at the overall statistics.
Thank you. We have to move on to the next presentation,
sure.
But thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, no, that's